Rav Amar Rava says now, the Kula Yam, everybody could hold, I'll tell you, Yesh no Neschiris Mechila V'yatsoif. Everybody could hold that you have to pay from the beginning till the end. When he's working, as long as it adds up to a pruta, really you're supposed to pay that much. Yesh no Neschiris Mechila V'yatsoif. Or the Kula Yam, everybody also holds, HaMekadosh B'milva, Eino Mekadeshes. If you Mekadosh it with just the milva, it should know it not be good. So really here, the Kedushin should not be chal then, because she owes you the money all along. So it's a milva. So at the end, you want to be Mekadosh with the money that she owes you, it's a milva. So Kedushin should not be chal. So why is the Kedushin chal over here? I'll tell you like this. And also the Kula Yalma ain't umen koinu mishvakli. Everybody holds that the man is not koinu this ring. It's not his ring. So what's the Kedush? How is the Kedushin chal? You know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about the man adds on an ounce of gold from his own, an ounce of silver of his own. In other words, she gave him 10 ounces of silver to make a nice big ring. And the man on his own added on another ounce. And now he's giving it to L'shem Kedushin. This is the Machlokes. Could you do a Mekadosha like that? The kid's in the case where she gives you $10 and you give her back $11. Is that Kedushin or not? What's the Machlokes then? The Kula like, why not? No, you gave her something more. You gave her an extra ounce. Why shouldn't it be good for Kedushin? So it's like this. Rabbi Meir Sava, Milvel Pruta, Daita Pruta. When you want to Mekadosh somebody with a Milva and a Pruta, in other words, the actual ring that you owe her back, that's like a Milva. But you're adding on another Pruta. So the question is, what does she have her mind on? Is her mind on the ring or on the extra pruta? Rabbi Meir says that das is on the pruta, and therefore that's kesev kedushin. Rabbon and Tzav, we know, milva pruta. When you want a mekadosh and ish, you tell her, I have a milva and a pruta, I tell you, daita a milva. The Rabbon and hold, her svari is that das is on the milva, and the milva is enum kedeshes, the money is not called around, enum kedeshes. Uva plukta dani tanoi. And this real is a machlokes tanoim. The tanya, we learned like this. If somebody goes over to a lady and tells her like this, "Bischar shosisi imoch, I want to marry you with the work that I did for you already. In other words, I was your plumber. I fixed up your house already. So you owe me already $20. Those $20 you're supposed to pay me, I want to marry you with those $20. Instead of you paying me, I want to marry you with them. Bischar shosisi imoch, ainu mekadeshes. That's no good. Because she already owes it to you. It's called the milva, and the kadosh b'milva is enum kadeshes. What about bischar she'ese imoch? Let's say the guy's a plumber and says, listen, you have a job, you have a flooded sink there. Listen, I'm going to go and fix it now, but I want to get married to you. So that's not it. So I'll marry you now by fixing your sink. I'm fixing your sink now, l'shem kedushin. That would be the kedushin. Be masada kedushin there. I'll fix the sink right now. And fixing the sink, that's the money I give l'shem kedushin. So v'schar she'esi moch mekudeshes. That's good. You're giving us something right now. You're working for right now. That's called good. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Nosson says like this. V'schar she'esi moch, with the pay that I will work with you, bischa she'esi imoch, that I will work with you, is enum kedeshes. Even that's no good. V'chol shechein bischa she'esi imoch. And for sure, if I say, listen, the job that I did last week, that you owe me the money, for sure that's not good for kedushin. Shem Nosson is a big chiddush, why not? And Nosson says, if you told the lady, listen, I have a job to do by your house now, I'll do it now, the shame kedushin, Rabbi Nosson says, still it's no good. Bischa she'esi imoch is still enum kedeshes. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Yomer, the Emes Amru. Really, it was said, the Emes Amru, Bein Bischar Shosisimoch, whether the work that I did for you already, or Bein Bischar Shesimoch, whether the work that I will do for you, Einu Mekadeshes. Also, he agrees to Rabbi Nosson that in both cases the Kedushin should not be Chal. Just Rabbi Yehuda Nasi adds on and says, V'im Hoisiv Lo Noifach Mishaloi. But if you add on a little bit more of your own, you add on some new money now of your own, Mekudeshes. That's what Yehud adds on. So you see, he adds on this svar, if you add on a little bit more money right now, for that she's Mekudeshes. Like Rashi says, Diksavah Gassiyoz, Milvil Pruta, Daita Pruta. But Vilul Rebbe Nosson, Mashmer Rebbe Nosson argues and says no, that Afagav Doisavloy and Mekudeshes, the Daita Milva. Rebbe Nosson argues and says no, since Lamaisi, you're telling I'm paying you for the work I'm going to do. In other words, they hold, even for the work that I'm going to do for you, they hold yeshna l'schiras metchila v'yatsoif. Work that I'm going to do is the pshat really is supposed to pay me every minute I work for you. And you're not paying me every minute, you're paying me at the end first. So therefore, it all adds up to a milvah. So they hold whether I'm going to work or whether I worked for you already, both cases is called a milvah. So therefore, ain't a mukadeshes. We have Yehuda Nasi just adds on and says that if I'm going to add on extra money, so it's like a milvah and a pruta together, then I say she's mukadeshes. Yeah. So Gemara says, so it says, now, Mayika bein Tanakam the Rabbi Nosin, what's the machlokes between the Tanakam and the Rabbi Nosin? Whether the schar that I will work for you, can you get married, is it Kedushin Chal or not? Ike benayu schiris, whether you hold yeshna le schiris metchilu biyat soif or not. If you hold en le schiris el le soif only at the end, then you say the work that I will work for you, the Kedushin is Chal, because the pay is first Chal at the end, then you're giving it all the shame Kedushin, then it's very good. That's the machlokes. And Rabbi Nosson holds not like that. He holds Ein Leschiris, Yeshna Leschiris Metchila B'Yatsoif. And therefore, whatever you're doing all along is called a Milva. Therefore, it's Ein Mekadeshes. Now, being Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yudah Nosi, what's the last machlokes between Rabbi Yudah Nosi and Rabbi Nosson? Ike Benayah Milva Pruta. This machlokes. That with a man adds on another Pruta, not only with the Milva. In other words, they both hold Ein Yeshna Leschiris Metchila B'Yatsoif. So it's called from the beginning until the end. And you're adding on a pruta. Is her das on the pruta, therefore she is mukadeshes, or the das is on the milva, therefore saying mukadeshes? That's machlekes. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, no aloha now. Omar Shmuel, tabuch umein shekilkol chayiv l'shalem. If you gave a tabuch, a sheikhet, you went to the sheikhet, you brought him your animal, you raised, and you tell him, listen, I want to eat meat now, shech my animal for me. She bought the sheikhid animal, and shekilkel, he did a bad job, he didn't do a good shechita, he made a treifa here. So loch rizchayel l'shalem, no, he has to pay you, he ruined your animal. He gave him a good animal, a kosher animal, and he made a kilkel, he's chayel, he has to pay. Sheikhid has to pay, you're right. Right. And the chiddush is, even though he's a professional tabach, even though he's a professional sheikhid, still he has to pay. And what's Shmuel's loshin over here? Maziku, posheyahu, his mama Shamazik, he's called the Pashay, it's his fault. And Nasa, it's as if like this, if Nasa Koimel, as if I tell the guy, Shochet li mikar, listen, you say you're a Shochet, take the knife, and hold it the right way, and hold it by the neck, and shech by the neck, by the two simon, and do a good shechita. For Shochet li mikar, and he took the tail, and shechted off the tail. That's what it looks like. Looks like he made the shechita the wrong way. Therefore he's chayiv. That's what it looks like. So Rashi says, Tabach umen shekilka chayiv. For kol shechen hedjit. And it's a koshchen if you're not a sheikhit, you're a regular person. If you're not a sheikh, if you're not a baki, if you don't know how to shech, you're not supposed to do in the first place. So Shmuel sang a chiddush. Even though you go over to Shmuel, the famous butcher, the famous sheikhit, and for some reason he slipped on the job now and did a bit shechita, Shmuel the sheikhit has to pay you. That's Shmuel's chiddush. For the Gemara, lomali lemeima mazuko pesheyu. What do you have to say to double oshin? That he's called a mazik and it's called a pesheya. Not like this. He's a mazik, he has to pay you for the damage that he did. He ruined your shorish, you have to pay you for it. So Mara says, Iyom a mazik, if he would have just said, Loshin is a maziku, have a mean, I would have thought to say, Hani mili, when do we say this? Hani mili, heichad the kovid dischar. Only when you pay him. If you pay him to shecht for you, and then he does a bad job, he has to pay you. Like you're paying him, he has to do extra well. You know, if you pay somebody, he has to do a good job. So Rashi says, the kovid b'schar, the mazikhaye b'yoinsin, the yodim ud l'yerlam, ben shaygit ben mezid, with the korale mazik l'chaye b'yoinis, sh'mamina b'yoisa schar koma. That when there's the fact you're paying him, it's like he's working for you right now. Therefore, it's like an odim mazik. And Rashi says also, come teach us that you call the Peshay also. Because he has to know when you shecht, it's not so easy. It could be just when you're about to shecht, the animal starts shaking around, he'll start moving his head, and you'll slip. So that's his double lashon. So again, what's the double lashon of Mazik and Peshay? Let me the name again, Maziku Peshayu. So Mazik is like this. Iyom a mazgul, who would have just said the word mazgul, having been, I would have thought to say, Hani mili, when is this said? Heichi the kovid dischar, maybe only when you pay him. Aval heichi the kovid dechinam, maybe when he's a free butcher. Now this guy enjoys shechting. He says, whoever wants to bring the animal to me, I'll shech for free. Let's see if somebody like that. And you don't have to pay him. Loi, I would have thought to say, and then if he shechs and makes a trefa, that he's potter, kamash malon pashayahu, no. not only is a mazik, but it's called a pesheya. Like once you take it into your control and you say, okay, I'm a sheikh and I'll shecht for you. Once you agree to do it, you have to do a good job. And when you're shechting, the animal moves its head and you make a grumma, you make a psulim there, so therefore you're chay. That's the chiddush to say that you're called a pesheya, you're not called an onus. What is Eisvei Rav Choma Bagur Yelushmuel? So Rav Choma Bagur Yeskasha to Shmuel. Says Aloha, Hanoi saying Behemel Tabach. If somebody gives his animal to the Tabach, to the butcher, to the Sheikhit, the Nivla, and then the Sheikhit does a bad job, becomes an Avela, Umein Potter, Head Yitchayev. If the guy's a professional Sheikhit, so it's not his fault, obviously, accident happened, therefore he's Potter. But if the guy's a Head Yit, he shouldn't have done it, therefore Head Yit is Chayev. Let's say you pay the person though, then bein hedyid bein umen chayiv, whether it's a hedyid, whether it's an umen, in both cases taki yichayiv. So koponim at akasha. Here we see that tabach shenivlov is umen is potter. Before Shmuel said mazuku pasheyu that yichayiv. So what's akasha? Or malais, he said back to him liake moichacho. That's like Rashi says, like you have a disturbed brain. Like something's wrong here. Rashi says, like dirty water. In other words, something wrong with your brains. Another rabbanon came in. Omalei, he said to him, Hashta shakalta, my tishaka chavrecha. Like he's asking the same question. Go away with this question. No, that's not a good question. Kamina luchua no Rabbi Meir. I'm telling you according to Rabbi Meir. Well, come recently rabbanon. And you're telling me the rabbanon, like what kind of kasher is this? My loydaikis mili. Why aren't you medaik? Why don't you see clearly? Look in to see clearly what I'm saying. Shani yoyim, because I say maziku pasheyuhu. I say this tabak is called a mazik and it's called a pasheyuhu. What does that mean? Nase koimaloi. It's as if the owner told the sheikhit, shreit li mikan. I want you to shecht by the simonim, do a good job. Veshochet loy mikan. And he shechted the other place. Yeah. So now, man is lehai svara. Who's the one that holds this svara? It's as if I told you like this. Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yoma that says, mi boile le mirma nafshei. That Rabbi Meir is supposed to, that Rabbi Meir holds, a person is supposed to realize it himself. That is, when you're a sheikhit, you can't say that, oh, it slipped. Oh, right now the head moved, a bad move, they made a grom, it's possible. I boile le mirma nafshei, supposed to be careful yourself and know about it. Therefore, if it happens, you're chayiv. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. So that's what Shmuel said, you're pasheya, you're a mazik, that's going according to Rabbi Meir Shita. But the Rabbanan argue, according to Rabbanan Chami, it would be Bechinam, you'd be potter. So Mor says, now where is this Rabbi Meir? How Rabbi Meir? Where is this Rabbi Meir? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Hor Rabbi Meir, this time we learn like this. Koshru bolu b'maseira. If the owner tied up his shore with a string, v'no b'fon of Koron, he locked up the door well, he made a good shmiro, v'yotz of Hezek, and still the shore goes down and does damage, I tell you, bein tam bein mu'ed chayiv, di Rabbi Meir, where there's a tam where it's a mu'ed, still yichayiv. To see Rabbi Meir holds that there's no shmiro for mu'ed. In other words, you should have realized that no matter how well you lock it up, still something can happen. That's Rabbi Meir's svara. So you see, according to Rabbi Meir, a person's supposed to realize that accidents can happen, yichayiv. So Gemara says, no, hosam b'kroi pligi. Over there before we had the Shoshan of the Chamisha Rashi says, there's a Kosovo. There's my idea of Meir holds ain't Shmir Lamuit. He says, Elul Lasakin, the Meir Shita before was. There's Nashan Psukim, that you have a Shur HaMuid, there's something else. There's no way to watch a Shur HaMuid, Yechayim. But maybe other places, though, Meir doesn't say such a strong Lashin of Ibor the Lamir Manavshei. Where's this Rabbi Meir? So Gemara says, Elohor Rabbi Meir, this Rabbi Meir. This now we learn like this. Let Savoya Lai Adam. You gave somebody wool to dye for you red. Utsavaya Shocha, by mistake he dyed it black. Or El Shocha, you gave him to dye your wool black. Utsavaya Adam, by mistake he dyed it red. Rabbi Meir Loi Mer Rameya says, Nisan Lai Demet Simroi. Rameya says, he has to pay back to you the Demet Simroi, he has to pay back to you the wool. No, but it's called a Mazik. Even though Lukhura, the guy made a mistake. Like what happened here? You gave him wool to dye. He thought you said red. And really, you're supposed to do it black. And you see, Rabbi Meir says Yechayiv. So here you see, Rabbi Meir holds such a svara that Yechayiv. So Gemara says, no, Hosam v'yadayim kolim. Now, what kind of raya is over there? So Rashi says, sheniskavin l'shamiz. There it's much worse. Like there, I told you clearly, dye it red. And you did it black. So it's called like v'yadayim, you went and made a change on it. Therefore, there Yechayiv. So that's not a good case of our Rabbi Meir. We want here, but by mistake, you made a mistake by the shechita, still you should be chayiv. So where is this for a man that holds, even if you make a little mistake, still you're chayiv? Ela rather hor Rabbi Meir, this Rabbi Meir. This now we learned like this. Nishbara kadoi. If you're walking in the street and you slip and you broke your pitcher, v'loy silka, and you didn't pick it up. Nofla gomla, or else your camel fell down. V'loy hamida, you didn't pick it up. Rabbi Meir goy mechayiv benizokin. If somebody trips over them now, it's like you're borrowing your chayiv for it. V'chom bar mepote, chom nesay yepote medina yod, mechayiv medina shemayim. The camel, and over there we passed, what was the shiloh there? Benisko pesheyu pligi. So machlekes of nisko, somebody trips. Is he a Peshay or not? You see, according to Rabbi Meir, a person is supposed to be careful when he's walking not to trip. That's called the Boiler Lemir Manashi. You should watch yourself not to trip. Even tripping is also called a Peshay, according to Rabbi Meir. Alright, turn over. Yeah, the Kaim one over there we hold. Peniska Peshay, you pliki. So that's Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabba Bar Bachon Rabbi Yechanan Tabach Umayn Shekilkol Chayiv. Now Rabbi Bachon also says, name Rabbi Yechanan, that if you give your shor to a shoychit and he does a bad job, he makes it kilkol, he has to pay you. V'afilu Umayn Ketavchi Tzipuri, even though he's a very good professional shoychit, still he has to pay. L'maisa, he did damage to you, and therefore he has to pay. But the Gemara Miyam Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon say like this: Well, Rabbi Bar Bachona, Uv Deve Kaima the Rabbi Yechon. What happened once a case of this in front of Rabbi Yechonon? The Chnishta Demoin, and this place Chnishta Demoin, and this place it happened. The Omalei Icy Raya Demamches LaTanagrelim. Go bring me a proof that you're a mumcha, that you know how to shech Tanagrelim. In other words, the shechit made a bad job on a chicken. He made a treifa. So he just said, bring me, let me see your smicha. Just prove it to me that you're a professional, that you're a mumcha, that you're not a shecht. V'yiftucha. And then I'll pat you. In other words, obviously, it was an oinus that happened. It's not your fault. So who you see, if you're a tabach, if you're a professional guy, then you're pata. So how can you say, v'yechon instead yechayiv? Where's the lakasha? Kam b'chin and kam b'schar. In echnami. You're only pata here, the case was for free. But when I pay you, then it's different. Then the maestri, you're getting paid to do a job, and even by a mistake, Adam, like we had before, Adam, mu'ud li'olam, any little mistake you make, you chayiv for. Ki ho di yomer Rabbi Zeira, ho roitza she is chayiv loy tabach. If you want that, when you give your animal to a butcher, if you want to make sure if anything goes wrong, he'll have to pay you, is yaktim loy dinar. The best thing is pay him. Pay him before him. Make sure you pay him for the shechita. Therefore, if any mistake that he makes, he'll be achroi, he's chayiv for it. Mainly have a kasha. It says Alocha Moyle Chitim Litchoin. If you give your wheat to the grinder, V'loy Losason, and he forgot to moisten it first, V'yosa Subin, it didn't come out good. It came out Subin. Rashi says Gasin, the flour came out thick. Or Imursin, it came out bad. Same thing. Kemach Lenatchoin, he gave flour to the baker, V'yosa Pasli Pulim, and he made bad bread. Rashi says bread that broke, broken bread. Rels Behemel Tabach, he gave the animal to the Tabach to the Shechid, V'nivla, and the Tabach made a bad job. It came in the veil of Chayiv. Because he's like getting paid for it. Even though you're not paying him, it's as if he's being paid. So who you see, even Bechinam also he has to pay. Almost called it Pshiyahu. Even though it's a Shay Mechinam, it should also be Chayiv. So not like we said before, only when he gets paid. So Mara says, no, Amy rather says, Mifneishu Noisei Socha. Not Kin Noisei Socha. It's not like he's getting paid, but here we're talking about when he is getting paid. If he's getting paid, then Lamaise, if something goes wrong, he has to pay for it. The Mara says, Ahu Magramusa. There was a Shechita. Magrusa, that's a Psul Shechita of Hagroma. Rashi says, Shochat Mitoich Achas Hatabois Fihigrim. Kids say, you made the Shechita a little bit too high up, above the Simonim. That's called Megramusa. The Yosef was Shaila, if the Shechita was a good Shechita or not. Osla came with the Rav, they brought it from a Rav Torfa, the Rav said it's a treif, it's no good. Ulpotri la Tabach m'lishlume, Dinei. And the Yosef said the Tabach is Potter. Sound like was an honest, it's not his fault, therefore he said you're Potter from pain. Poga bei Rav Kana, then he met Rav Kana of Ravasi. Bugar, they met up with that person. Omule, they said, Ovu b'chor Rav Tarti. They said, Rav did two things to you. My tarti, what do you mean to say that Rav did two things? Elam, if you want to tell me, Tata Ligriyusa, that the two things that Rav did was both wrong, he did two wrong things here. What's the two wrong things? First of all, the boy Leli Ashure. First of all, maybe it should have been kosher. Kareb Yosef Reb Yehuda. So maybe this Hagrom is kosher. So Machloik is exactly when the Hagrom is possible. So first of all, he should have passed into you that this Hagrom is kosher. V'tor for Rabbonin. And by mistake, he told you straight for like Rabbonin. V'inami and V'inami Rabbonin. And even if you want to say the loch is like the Rabbonin, that's a treifa, the boiler lichyuv letavcha, he should have made the tabach pay money. Since the tabach is the one that made this animal a treifa, he's chayiv, he's a mazik. So that's what they said, that Rav did like two things wrong. For the Gemara, are they allowed to say this? Umisharu lemeimah ki agavna, are they allowed to say this? For a tani we learned, like a sheyotzum, when somebody comes out from a psak din, lo yom yishinatze ani mezakeh v'chaver machayovim, I would have said it's mutter, and he said it's also. You're not allowed to say this. Like if Rav Paskin, so you're not allowed to tell to this person that received the psak, like that psak is wrong. Like my chaver is over me. And such a thing like this pasuk says, herlech rocho megal esoid. It's not nice. So the kids, so they wouldn't have said these things that they did two wrong things. Elo rather the case is tatelu mayuso. He meant to say Rav did two good things. To loy ochlo sofik yisuro. First of all, he didn't let you eat something that's osa. He said it's treif, it's better off that way. And also he held you back from sofik gzela. Because it's a shayla if he has to pay you for the money or not. So therefore he held you back from sofik gzela, therefore he did the right thing. Rashi says, Dikshayri have a tabach pot, that's the pshat. It was a sofik here if the shchita was posel or not, was treif. So he didn't say he has to pay. Because on the tzadat halacha is the shchita was a good shchita, then the tabach doesn't have to pay money. So it's very good that Rav said the tabach ha-moitzim mechaber all of haraya, you don't have to pay. It's a suffix if you're a mazik or not. Because maybe the halacha is the shchita is a good shchita. Therefore he did two good things. He said don't eat the meat because it's a suffix if it's kosher or not. But he also said you don't have to pay the money because of a suffix zela. Itmar, we learned like this.
Hamare dinner l'shulchani. If you want to show a shulchani, that's a coin chain, a man that changes over coins, like you want to ask him, is this coin a good coin? Like you want to buy the coin of somebody, and you want to know if it's a good one or not. And he said it's okay, v'nimtzara. And then we found out he told you the wrong thing, told you the wrong advice, that this coin you can't use, that the coin is a bad coin, it's not usable. So lochris, was he mazik you or not? So Tony Choden, one brisa we learned umein potter, that if he's an umein, the one that did this, so he made a mistake, so he's potter, he's not called a mazik. Hedyit chayiv, but if he's only a hedyit, he had no right really to do it. Therefore, he's chayiv, he was mazik you. For Tani Yidach, another brisa we learned like this: bein umein, bein hedyit chayiv. Whether the person's an umein, whether he's a professional or whether not, still the meister is chayiv. So chutz estira. So Marin says, Amra Papa, Kitanya Umein Pata, when do we say the locher is that if he's an Umein, if he's a professional, then Lamaisi's Pata is like an honest, it's not his fault. When is the Pata going to Nochi, the Isser, was talking about with the cases, the Danki, the Isser. That was the thing. Rashi says, Shochoni Umnen Hoya. That means there's a Shulchan, a money exchanger that was used to always, he was a professional. If so, if he's a professional one, the Lord Tzricha L'migma Klal, he doesn't have to learn, like he knows it clearly. If so, Ela V'matoi, such a person likes, what was his mistake then? So Mor says, Toyo B'sichto Charato. He made a mistake by Nu Sichto. Rashi says, that means, Shenifsal HaMadbeya, V'hemidu Tzur Acheros. Like the king now just came out with a new coin, and said the old coin is no good. V'yadayim L'yor Yibkiyimbo. And this they did not know. So such a thing has come out like an onus. Therefore, he is potter. The ishoso the nofka mitusay sichta, because at that time, that's when the new coin, the new tzura came out, and he didn't know about it. That's when he's potter. But otherwise, he'd be chayav because he should have known it was his pshia. So Mora says that he is a so there was a lady the achso dinro the Rebbe Chia that she showed her coin the din at Rebbe Chia to see if it was a good coin, if the coin is valid, if it could be used or not. Oh, Malo, so he said to her, Malihu, it's a very good one. Like, take it, you could use it. Lamocher osla kaime, till the next day came in front of her, v'yomrulay, and she said to him, Achzisei, v'yomruli bishehevi, that I showed it. In other words, she said that she showed it to somebody else, and the person said, it's a bad coin. V'loy konofagli, and I couldn't use it. So Omale Lerav says so. Rabbi Chiya told to Rav, Zil Chalfein Hale, go give her another one. In other words, I made a mistake, let me pay for it. The cost of a pinkasin, write down in my book, that din esek bish, that I did something wrong here. So Mashmi said he's chayiv to pay her. So more is the question, why? How come before we had a svara that if it's simple coins that you don't make mistakes on, so you know about it, so you should be potter? Here also you should have been potter. So more says, Mishum, the reason was why before, Mishum Deloitte Tzvichel Enigma, they don't have to learn. They know it, they're professionals. If so, Rabbi Chiya Namilav Lemigma Kobayosu doesn't have to learn. So if so, like it wasn't his mistake, and the same thing happened, it was Nifsal, now that they changed the coin right now, so if so, how come he has to pay for it? So Marianne says, Rabbi Chiya Lefnim Mishura Sadin Hudiyavid. He did something taka more than he was supposed to. He did Lefnei Mishura Sadin. Kidatoni Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael says, that the Pasuk says, V'yodat Olehem Ze Beis Chayahim. As a derech zugnus chasodim, yechos vikacholim, bozo kfura samaisa zuadin, hashiyasin zulufnei mishura sadin. That there's such an inyan sometimes to go, lufnei mishura sadin. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last gemara again tomorrow, Mr. Shem. You hold enough kufa merala, fantap. Again, this last gemara again was. Again, it was a maisa that Rabbi Chiya Nami, even though he learned halachas and he wasn't supposed to pay him back the money, so the Gemara says, last maisa was Rabbi Chiya Lefnim Mishura Sadin Hudiyavit. He did more than he was supposed to do it. Kidatani Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef learned. Now, V'hoidat Olehem, the Gemara on Daf Kufa Meralef on top. V'hoidat Olehem, the Pasuk